This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Patty White with the news on This Day in Maine, Tuesday, June 25th, 2024. More than 15 critical infrastructure sites on the Maine coast risk regular tidal flooding twice a year on average by 2050, according to a new report by the Union of Concerned Scientists. Common sites affected under a moderate sea level rise scenario include municipal sewage plants and contaminated industrial areas. Warming oceans make higher water levels inevitable, but the group's Erica Spanger says there is still time to respond to the effects of climate change.
Certainly, we need to be cutting emissions so that late this century, the flooding that we face, the disruption in our communities that we face, is a kind that we can adapt to, a kind that we can live with, and that we can afford, and not the untenable pathway that we could be setting ourselves on.
The report details more than 1,000 sites across the U.S. will be exposed to chronic flooding by 2050. The Bangor City Council has approved a ban on loitering on narrow medians at busy and high-speed intersections. City officials say the change was prompted by safety concerns for pedestrians and drivers. An initial review identified 9 intersections that will be affected by the ban. But Carol Garvin with the ACLU of Maine says the ordinance unfairly targets people experiencing homelessness.
What this ordinance will actually do is disproportionately silence people who exist in public places. It will disproportionately silence unhoused residents, and it will push them out of public view. But that, pushing them out of public view, does not address the root causes of homelessness. Addressing the root causes of homelessness is what will actually make our communities safer.
Garvin says the ban threatens the right to free speech in public, and that similar restrictions in other cities have been struck down by the courts. The U.S. Surgeon General's declaration that gun violence is a public health issue is drawing support from Maine physicians. Joe Anderson is a pediatric hospitalist and founder of the group Maine Providers for Gun Safety, which formed after the mass shootings in Lewiston. He says it's time for federal recognition of the health effects of gun violence.
I think they're modeling an approach that the government has taken on issues like tobacco smoking and traffic fatalities, and both of those have been incredibly successful. And they address them from multiple different avenues with lots of research investment.
Anderson says better research would help determine the most effective steps to take to reduce gun violence. This past legislative session, Maine lawmakers passed a 72-hour waiting period to purchase firearms and expanded background checks in advertised private firearm sales. A dead humpback whale has been spotted in waters near the Cribstone Bridge in Harpswell. Nicola Grisco reports.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says it believes that this is the same carcass that was observed by the Coast Guard earlier this month, and that due to decomposition, a full necropsy is unlikely. NOAA and the town of Harpswell are discussing disposal options. This is at least the second humpback whale that was found dead off the Maine coast within the last month. NOAA is investigating the death of a 40-foot female known as Chunk, who was found entangled in a fishing net off Cape Elizabeth 3 weeks ago. The agency has observed 12 humpback strandings along the East Coast so far this year. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Nicola Grisco.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit MainePublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 tomorrow morning, finding and buying a home in Maine. I'm Patty White. Thanks for listening.